This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
WGR Sports Radio 550. It's time to take a look inside high school sports. Now, here's your host, Tony Caligiuri.
Inside High School Sports is brought to you by Mineo and Sapio Italian Sausage. Taste the difference quality makes.
Good morning and welcome to Inside High School Sports. I'm your host, Tony Caligiuri. The gang's all here. We have Tom Prince and Francis Beck from WNY Athletics. Roger Weiss, our resident troublemaker.
I'm flattered.
I have to say nice things to you, Roger, because you've been here helping me for so long. And
I was just going to say happy anniversary, Anthony. I'm starting my 16th year this month with you.
16th for you,
yeah,
and 17 for me.
15 years ago, can you say Lazare Hayward Jr.?
Yeah.
Former NBA basketball player, first show with Buffalo Traditional High School, Starling Bryant, Coach Lazare Sr., Coach Tucker, the late Coach Tucker, and I still miss him. He was such
yes,
a dear man.
Great guy.
15 years, Anthony, going on 16.
Time flies. It really does. And, you know, every year we get new listeners to the program, and people may not be familiar with the background of us and how the show came about. It was suggested to management that I host, or at the time that I co-host the show, because we had somebody who was actually the host that started it, but he quit after 2 weeks. So then I took over. You know, they went to Dick Gallagher. Dick says, you know, you got to get Tony Caligiuri. He does play-by-play for Lancaster on another radio station. You think he'd be a good fit? So plus I was coaching youth football at the time. Still am now. Yeah, so, okay, yeah, we'll put Tony in there. I started doing the program. We started out on Wednesday nights, and it wasn't a very good time slot. But then we were moved to Saturday afternoons. Roger started out as a regular caller, and I invited you to come in and be a part of the show, of course. We had mutual friend in Rich Kozak, who was doing Harvard Cup games with you at the time at another station.
I remember my first gig with you was not was about sports, but you had me come in. I was president of the Kensington Alumni at the time, and that's when Kensington was about to close and all that.
That's right.
You invited me in. I remember John Schleifer, a friend of mine. He was a West Seneca administrator at the time. He called in. He was a Kensington grad as well. I remember that vividly.
Well, for those who are just catching up, and Roger, volunteers to do this, this is a hobby for us. And basically, is we bring in guys, and it's been we've had so many people that have been involved in the show who sat in Tom and Francis's seat, and just because we love high school sports, we love talking about it. And the way I based the show was it was a program I saw on TV one time, and it was about small towns, high school sports. And with the people of the town sit around maybe a barber shop or a diner, and they're just shooting the breeze about their high school team. What kind of season are we going to have? Who's ready to step up and fill in it for that senior quarterback who graduated? Things like that. And I thought it was interesting. So when I was given the opportunity to do this program, that's what I had in mind. A round table of people sitting around talking. Of course, this table isn't quite round, but round enough.
Probably as close as you're going to get.
Yeah, it's as close
you know
as you're going to get.
It's octagonal. You know, doesn't that mean stop?
So, yeah, this is the way the vision that I had is that we would sit around every Saturday morning and talk about high school sports because, you know, as I said earlier, we're fans of it. We love following it. Each of us has different sports that we follow a little bit more than others, and that's what this is all about. So the show is really about all those involved and telling a story, giving a chance to talk. You know, the papers, they can sit there and print the scores and results and – you know, who's done what, but we get the chance to sit around and talk about it, to have a discussion. Maybe there's something controversial going on.
No, I know.
Very rare.
You must have this mixed up with someplace
somebody
else.
So I, you know, it gives Western New York a chance to talk about it, and that's the important thing.
And in some cases, have some of the participants call in and be a part of the discussion. That's what I like about it.
So many great
call in.
Yeah,
an athlete.
It's open to everybody.
I mentioned Lazar. You know, other than the fact, yeah, he made it to the NBA, but how many people in Western New York are even aware of Lazar Hayward Jr.?
That's right. Yeah, well, we have obviously fond memories of him.
He's
and
been around
of all the athletes
enough.
That have been in, on the program, and we also have our Facebook page, which is a continuous part of the show that goes on during the week. So if you go to Inside High School Sports on Facebook, I add you, and you're free to post results of a game. Maybe you watched Coach Baker's team play. You want to chat about it. Bam, it's right there for you. So we have all that. And we also posted a link for our LifeFit.com. That's where you go to nominate your G&G Coach of the Week. So that link is up there for you right now. Plus, there's information, camps and clinics. If you have a camp or a clinic coming up, that's a great place to go to post it, to advertise it. Brian, you know, every year you do that. We have your information up there for the camp that you guys or clinic you guys do at Wilson. What is that, in the summertime?
Yeah, we usually do it at the end of June, but this year is going to have to be the way school's letting out the last week of June this year. It's going to be just the first 3 days of July. We're going to go July 1st, 2nd, 3rd because of the holiday, obviously, but we don't want to miss a year. So we'll come back with 4 days the following year, but we want to keep it going. So it'll be July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd this year.
All right, so that's basically a rundown of who we are, what we're about, and that's that. All right.
Just an example so people can relate. You know, everybody knows who Mr. Gronkowski is. I saw Mr. Gronkowski play baseball and basketball at Will North.
Well, to give you an idea, when I did play-by-play for Lancaster, whenever Williamsville North played at Lancaster, and the way it was set up, the visitor's locker room was right behind the broadcast table. And 1 year, Williamsville's North is there to play, and they come out of the locker room, so they're standing right behind me, and there's this big kid, freshman, and he was curious as to what I do and what the equipment does. So he started asking me questions, and I had a great time chatting with him. Same with the following year and the year after that, and that young gentleman is Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah.
Had no idea he was going on to be you know, what he turned out to be. And I'm hoping someday that we can get him in on the program and talk to him about it. But, you know, his parents who own G&G Fitness, and thanks to them for sponsoring our Coach of the Week. All right, guys.
I got an issue right now.
Uh-oh.
I got an issue. You haven't, like, started really the program yet.
No, we haven't. Roger
All
hasn't
right.
done.
Moaning, y'all.
I was just getting ready to get into that, Tom, but I'm glad.
I hadn't forgotten. You know,
I did not forget, and I think Derek was about to shout in my ears, come on, man. I got to get that morning, y'all, fix. All right, guys, let's get into news and notes.
You want to start?
Who wants
to start
it off?
I'll kick it off. So the first one I have is from Sweet Home, Gina Fumarelli with her 1,000th point she scored. Also, last night at the West Seneca West Timon game, boy, what a game that was, too. One-point finish, came down to the last shot. Timon had a shot at a three, just missed it off the back of the rim. West Seneca West wins the thriller. Unbelievable, back and forth, back and forth. But during the game, Adrian Baugh scores his 1,000th point, 23 points that game for the MVP of the game, and as well as Maurice Robertson, another great game there. For him, it was a phenomenal game there. Really was.
Center court pick 'em or what?
Yeah.
That's part of the center court classic at Villa Maria.
I was going to bring that up. That's part of, so, Raj, do you have the rundown for the – I know Niagara Falls plays Canisius at, what, 7:30?
Yeah, they're the final game of the day. I can get you the whole rundown right here. If you give me
if
someone
have,
wants to go
a little bit.
I can't make the very first game. I should be able to get there at least no later than halftime of the second game. But I have a few girls' games earlier in the day. But, yeah, Villa Maria College, that's the place to be for you basketball junkies. Four good games, I believe, starting at what?
1:30.
1:30.
All right, so the first game will be St. Joe's versus Louport at 1:30.
That'd be a good game.
Yes. Yep.
Then you've got St. Francis bringing in undefeated Olean at 3:30.
Olean's undefeated. What
I'm
a shock.
Done.
Stop it. Park will then take on Rochester Powerhouse Irondequoit at 5:30. And then you're going to close it out with Canisius versus Niagara Falls.
Boy, I hope Noah Hutchins is available for that game. He's been kept out of some games. He's got an owie. He's played a few games with the owie, but like the other night, he sat out the game, and they were fortunate to win without him. I mean, they're a good team without him, but they're...
And Niagara Falls has been cruising as of late, putting up some monster numbers.
Irondequoit.
Opponents by 20, 30.
If they beat Irondequoit today, they're a real deal for a good shot at the public high school state championship, in my opinion.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And
Monsignor Martin, and then the Federation.
Right. And just so you know, I will be doing play-by-play at every one of the games today. I'm sorry, not play-by-play, but color for every one of the games. So we will be broadcasting those games if you want to listen to them.
And that's on WNYAthletics.com.
Yeah, Mixlr.com/WNYAthletics.
We'll put a link on the Facebook page. Yep.
Cool. I'll have fun with that. I get to go watch Nikki play basketball after this. Not going to be quite as exciting as what you're going to get to see today. Maybe they'll get a basket.
Awesome. Hey, listen, as a dad, sometimes it's more exciting. So.
My buddy Jerry Miller and I, we sit in the stands and we just crack up laughing throughout the whole game, busting chops. Because Jerry and I both coach football, and a lot of our football kids are involved in this league. It's a lot of fun, and I have a good time sitting there laughing. Francis, what do you have for us, buddy?
All right, Shawnee Corfield became the all-time leading scorer in Lakeshore history with 1,253 points. Congrats to her. And Julius Lorenzo from Riverside got 1,000 career points, boys basketball player. Canisius running back committed to Duquesne this week, so big congrats to him. Josh Learbolt of Niagara Wheatfield Wrestling, he committed to wrestle at D1 Sacred Heart University. Speaking of wrestling, today is state qualifiers for wrestling. The D1 champion qualifiers are at Star Point, D2 is at Lakeshore. Our Catholic schools are going to be in Long Island at Holy Trinity for the Catholic school tournament. And so you can follow our Matt O'Rourke on Twitter and his live blog. We'll put a link to that on the Facebook page. And, of course, a special shout-out to the Williamsville girls hockey team. They won the state semifinal yesterday 6-1 over Potsdam. Emma Rowland had a hat trick, and these girls are one win away from being state champions. That would be the first in their history. They haven't even won they just won their first sectional title this week, and now they could be on their way to a state title. And keep in mind, Section 6 just won their first state title last year with the flop. So they'll be playing in the state title game tonight. That's going to be 6 p.m. at Harbor Center, where they face Section 3's Skinny Atlas.
All right. I want to pass this along. My buddy Jerry asked me to send this, and I got to get him lessons in and typing, but I'll try to decipher what he wants me to pass along. Top-notch, non-for-profit youth wrestling team in the section, defending four-time section champion, second place at the NYWAY National Dual Tournament, November 1st through postseason tournaments, usually ending in late March, planning on a sunset session to start in May. If you go to NWAAwrestling.com, that's NWAAwrestling.com, and Facebook at NWAA Wrestling. You don't have to live in the Wheatfield area to join the team, but if you want to get into youth wrestling, this is an excellent organization that I've heard a lot about and something you might want to check out. Also, congratulations are going to go out to Kadri Olison. You remember him? He played at Canisius and then on to Pittsburgh. Well, he's been invited to the NFL Combine, so congratulations, Kadri. I know you have been working your tail off since you were in high school and couldn't be happier for you. Wishing you best of luck. Of course, two UB players have also been invited to the Combine. And I think I saw something Sal had posted. It might be the first time that the school has had two players invited in the same year. So UB football really looking up there. All right. Raj, you had something.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out and a thank you to Mr. Steve Ferenzi at Will North. Last night they had their 50th anniversary celebration, so they inducted one athlete from each of the decades going back. So it's actually six people because they considered 1968 to 70 a decade. So I want to give a shout to the six individuals. We all remember the name Corinne Genovese. Well, she's now Corinne Genovese Anderson. Can you believe she's been through, finished with college and married?
Stop it.
I can remember her as a ninth grader playing in a softball section championship against Clarence, and she was a stud, so to speak, back then. Debbie Grimm Beatty, not your favorite sport, Anthony, but this girl received 18 major letters in high school in three sports: cross country, indoor track, and outdoor track. So if she did that for 6 years, that means from seventh grade on, she majored in all three sports. And you know how I feel about that. You know, it's one thing if you're playing soccer or basketball or football. You go, you work your butt off in practice, then you go out and have fun playing the game. Well, I'm not sure if the game that she's involved with is fun. You know,
running?
Cross country, run, you know, run, and if you haven't thrown up at the end of the race, you aren't trying hard enough. And
course, I'd like it better if I could stop for a hot dog or a cheeseburger. I think.
Well, you know what George Carlin said about throwing up, don't you?
No.
He says you don't throw up, you throw down.
Yeah, you do.
But if you throw up, you better get out of the way. Anyway, I digress. Head coach, football, wrestling, James Calandra, 33 years as a phys ed teacher at Will North. This one, Paul Faber, track and cross country coach, indoor coach. In his record in, well, how's this, Tony? 126-15-2.
Wow.
72 consecutive dual meet victories. A lot of us will remember the name Shantae Miller. She went on to Michigan State to play field hockey for a couple of years. And who am I missing? Robert Sommerfeld, class of 76. 2 years he scored over 500 points, bearing in mind in 1976 there was no three-point arc. So that in his accomplishment in and of itself. Congratulations to these two. And once again, thanks to Mr. Ferenzi at Will North and all those people there for the invite. I had a great time last night.
All right. I want to do our, let's see, congratulations. Yes, I have that.
You going to do that?
Oh, yeah, okay. I have that. All right, time for our G&G Fitness Coach of the Week. And before I give you our Coach of the Week, I do want to say that this week was tough. Because it came down to three people that were very well deserving, so we had to ask a lot of people, you know, to get some tiebreakers in here. And one of the finalists, and kudos to Rick Hopkins for Williamsville Hockey and finally getting the monkey off their back and winning Section 6 Federation title. Now they're on to state title.
Big win last night over
Potsdam.
Yeah, Potsdam.
So hopefully Rick can get it done one more time and still be in the running maybe for next week. Also, congratulations to Patty Gabriel, Niagara Falls boys and girls bowling coach. They finished undefeated for the first time in school history. That's a pretty impressive. You coach both boys and girls, have both your teams finish undefeated. So congratulations to Patty. But this week's G&G Fitness Coach of the Week is going to go to Randolph's Kevin Hine for his 300th win in boys basketball. So there you have our news and notes just in time for the break. And when we come back, Brian Baker, head coach of Wilson, and Roger will help, and Francis and Tom will help us sort out what it's going to look like playoff-wise for girls basketball as we are getting ready to tip off for that. You're listening to Inside High School Sports on WGR Sports Radio 550. Oh, I love this pump of music. Thank you, Derek. You're listening to Inside High School Sports. The crew is all here. Roger, Tom, Francis, and Brian Baker, head coach of Wilson Girls Basketball in studio. We are going to talk about girls basketball. Now, Brian, if I'm not mistaken, you finished the regular season undefeated?
Yeah, we finished up last night with a win over New England. Put us 12-0 in the league.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Not shocked because you do this a lot.
Yeah, it's been fun. The kids work so hard, and you know, with the program we have in place now, the between the modified JV and the varsity program, the kids are really working. We got a solid fifth and sixth grade program that's going. We had last week we had a clinic race, and we did some canned food drive, and we had almost 60 girls in the gym from our program, which is great to see.
Did you guys get a good turnout and good collection for the canned drive? Because I know we posted it on our Facebook page.
I think we're probably close to 400 to 500 cans, so we did a really
good job. Nice.
Yeah. Thank you so much for that.
Well, I love that you guys do that every year. And you've got to be over 200 wins or close to it by now?
I think I just had to update the stat sheets and stuff. I'm close. I'm a couple games away. I think I'm three games or two games away now from 200.
Outstanding.
Gee, closing in on Jeff Anastasia. Only another 350 wins and you'll catch him.
Yeah.
Brian, real quickly. Okay, so you're 12-0, which makes you 11-5 overall. I know you got a tough week. Can you just give us a quick rundown? You don't have to tell us which day, but who you're playing to prep. This will be your non-league prep for the Section 6 playoffs.
Yeah, so we got Ken West on Monday, and then for our postseason prep tournament, Allegheny Limestone's coming down, and Will North will be here, and we also have Mount Mercy. So it will be a good prep tournament this weekend coming up. And we've done this the last couple of years, and it's been really good for us to get us ready for the playoff push.
Now, the regular season ends this coming week, right?
Correct.
And then
the meeting is Saturday this coming week.
So same as the boys?
Same okay. Time and location.
Okay, I'm going to use that as a segue then.
Go for it.
Go on Class B.
I'm running the pitch option here, right to Roger.
Well, no. Wilson is in B2. They will, the top four seeds in B2. Eden number one, Wilson number two. I can't see Eden losing any of their league games, so that's probably going to stay that way.
They only have the one makeup game left with JFK.
Which is...
That's going to be on Monday.
Okay. Olmsted number three, Southwestern number four. So I really don't think you want to jump up to number one if you're going to have to play Southwestern in the semis. Now, I'm assuming the top four are going to make the semis. Cleveland Hill is the fifth seed in... There's a big gap between Cleveland Hill and the top four.
I think Allegheny Limestone, they have some talent on that team. I think they're playing much better, and I still think you know Akron could be a sleeper in that bracket.
As it stands right now, you'd be playing Akron in the quarterfinals.
Yeah,
he's saying like, don't be a sleeper that day.
Yeah, Allegheny Limestone is sixth seed. The one thing they have going for them versus third seed Olmsted is they're going to be playoff ready. I'm not sure with Olmsted's schedule that they will be ready to compete with the Southwesterns and the Wilson of the world. They are going to have Olmsted to be successful will have to bring an A game.
Yeah, we played Olmsted last year at Ken West, and I've seen them play three times this year already. They're very athletic. They return a lot of girls from last year's team.
I think they have just about everybody, if I'm not mistaken.
They lost one girl to O'Hara. But they return everybody else, and like I said, I've seen them three times this year, and you know they challenge you with their defense, and they get after it. They run the floor really well, so very well coached. Mr. Orlando does a good job.
Olmsted's top player, you might recognize the name, Gabby McDuffie,
mm-hmm.
Isaiah McDuffie's kid sister.
Talent runs in the family.
Yep.
I believe Southwestern right now is they're playing better than most teams in Western New York. And, you know, their non-league schedule is phenomenal. Their league overall, I still say, is probably the top league.
One of the toughest, if not the toughest league in Western New York.
So to be able to get out of that bracket is going to be very hard. But, you know, we challenge ourselves with our non-league schedule, and the kids are playing pretty well right now.
Class B1, you have City Honors is the top seed. You're going to mention Kira. She went over Kira Woods. She went over 1,000 points. Her last three games, 45, 30, 35. Yeah.
Whoa. Wait a second. There's somebody, I can't remember, who put up 63 points in a game.
Oh, yeah. We were coming to that. Oh,
okay.
In fact, funny you should mention that. Olean's only the fifth seed. And that is because of the tough league they're in with Southwestern, Maple Grove. Dunkirk. I think Chautauqua Lake is in there, Dunkirk, and Fredonia. So don't let the fact that they're the fifth seed fool you.
Mm-hmm.
My personal prediction, somebody protect me from the gentleman on my right. The if everything goes true to form, I would say that the B1, B2 crossover should be Southwestern and Olean. I'm sure Brian's going to have something to say about that. But
that's okay. And I still like, I think East Aurora over in that bracket could cause some problems. They're very well coached. That whole situation over there is very tough. And you know what? The last few games, Dunkirk's been playing those league teams really well, too. And I know Coach Ricker does a great job with them. So.
Oh, he's a premier coach. There's no question.
The B1 bracket and the B2 bracket should be pretty fun.
East Aurora is the third seed. Springville Griffin, the second seed. I was much more impressed with Springville Griffith early in the year lately. I saw him at Orchard Park, and then the other game, they just haven't played that well almost since the middle of January. So they'd have to turn that around. Yeah, East Aurora's got Sarah Tully. She's probably a top 10 player in Western New York.
I think I want to see them play Lockport, and that was one of the best pure basketball games I've seen the team put together. East Aurora was just solid up and down the court, and Lockport's got a nice team. They're very athletic, but that night East Aurora was so good.
I would project Olean and East Aurora in the final. Olean's in the 4-5 bracket, whereas East Aurora's in the 2-3 bracket. I can't see anybody in the other teams in their respective brackets knocking off them, but as the saying goes, that's why they play the game.
Tom, you had something?
Yeah. Two. One's more of a statement, and then the second one's a question, right? So this is the theme I hear constantly, right? What did you say when you talked about your team and why you've been so successful? You went back and said we had a fifth and sixth grade program that's doing really well. It's the feeder programs that constantly, when somebody's got that, that's where we see the success at the high school level. It never fails.
And I just love watching it. You know, that day that we had all the kids in the gym, I planned it where the varsity kids were working with the fifth and sixth graders and the JV kids were working with the modified kids. And it's just so exciting to see that all the things that you teach them as a coach, now you look and they're doing the same things to the younger kids. So it's hitting home. I've been there long enough now where the fifth and sixth graders have played for me, and they said, you know, those days where we were looking up to the older kids really meant a lot. You know, we had a neck cutting ceremony last night, and some of the kids on my team showed me videos from when they were little kids in the crowd of years prior when the other kids were cutting down the net. So it was pretty cool.
That is super cool.
And then we talked now about that Southern tier, about how good those teams are. Do you equate that to the Jamestown Elite program of the AAU? Probably the best girls team in the area that I always hear about and see at every AAU event. Is that also something that you see as a big reason why the success has been down there?
Like I said, Coach Ricker, I think, does a phenomenal job down there. That Jamestown Elite, there's some very good AAU programs around, but that one just produces so many great players. And like I said, every night their league games are playoff battles. So when it comes time for playoffs, they've already had 10 or 12 of those games. And the commitment and the dedication down there, the small-town communities, I've been coach. This is my 11th year in varsity now, and I think 9 of the 11 years we've played someone from the Southern tier in the playoffs, whether it's semis or finals.
Few names I'll just mention while we're talking about it. Sarah Pfeiffer, we're going to talk about her from Olean. Sophia Gennaro and Aaron Raddick from Southwestern, two people that he's going to have to go head-to-head against. One of my favorites, Abby McCoy out of Franklinville. You don't hear that much about her because of the Haskell sisters, but as I tell everybody, Abby is the real McCoy. Aren't the Angelettis part of that?
Oh, absolutely.
From Panama. I believe Kylie Chenares as well. And when we get to Class D, we're talking Panama. We're talking about, in my opinion, a state championship waiting to happen if they get by Franklinville.
Wow.
So just that's the Jamestown elite. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Ken Ricker, and thank you for mentioning him. Class C, excuse me. Not that much familiar with these. I kind of like overall, Brian, I don't know how you feel about it. Maple Grove might be one of the teams to beat. Class C, too, they're the second seed against Frewsburg, and they're the second seed only once again because of the tough league they're in. They would play Holland in the semifinal, Frewsburg playing Ellicottville. Randolph, the fifth seed, could be a sleeper in there. I could see them knocking off Ellicottville in the 4-5 matchup.
Maple Grove's probably the strongest in that bracket. And then the C1s, you know, you got Portville over there and Chautauqua Lake. Those two teams always seem to be in the end. I know Coach Welty does a great job. You know, her daughter hit 1,000 points, and Chautauqua Lake is always there in the end, and they do a great job of that program.
I think the unfortunate thing there is the two best teams in there are in the 1-4 bracket, and one of them will not make it to Buff State. I would predict that the 1-4 semifinal between Portville and Chautauqua Lake would be the de facto Section C1 championship game. Class D, we talked about it a little bit earlier. It all starts and ends with Panama. Franklinville, although Franklinville has most of their players back, they don't have the older Haskell girl back, but Panama just, you know, this might finally be their year. They've been flirting with a state championship for now for going on 5 years. 3 years in a row, they lost the final down in Hudson Valley against Hovelton. Is that how you say it? 3 years in a row. Paige McCormick, she finally graduated. So then last year, Franklinville was able to knock off Panama in a section championship, went down, and were within, what, 0.3 seconds of winning the state championship. Girl for the Section 3 school academy, I can't think of it. Threw in a three-pointer right at the buzzer, kind of deflated Franklinville, and they just didn't have it in overtime. But they were state runner-up.
Why is it every time he mentions Panama, I start thinking of Van Halen? Every time, I don't know.
If I had done that, you guys would have been throwing pencils at me. But no, Panama, Franklinville. Couple of things I didn't allude to earlier when we were talking about Brian's team, Wilson. Mm-hmm. Next year, look out. He's got literally a non-senior team out there. They're all coming back next year. So I'm excited about Wilson next year. And the reason I reverted back to Wilson was next year, Franklinville, by one student, is going to move up from D to Class C. So they finally don't, Panama and Franklinville don't have to worry about each other. I like Wilson's chances a year from now. I like definitely love Panama's chances. And Franklinville in Class C.
No, let's be honest. You reverted back because you picked against them and you wanted to get a good beat.
I meant to say that, and then I got jumped ahead, you know, as chaotic as I am. No, Skyler Munichheisen, if there's a better player in the Niagara Orleans League, I haven't seen her. And then the other night I was impressed looking up at that roster. It's not like she's a young girl on that team. She's a veteran. What, 4 out of your 5 starters, I believe, were underclassmen.
Yeah, we start one senior, and the underclassmen on the team so far have been up for a couple of years, which is kind of nice. So
I really like that point guard of yours.
Little Megan Mizal.
Oh, she's a trip. She's a trip.
She is.
All right, guys, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll finish sizing up Section 6. And guys can also let us know what it's going to look like with Monsignor Martin. We'll have all that and more. Don't forget, Sports Talk Saturday follows us at 11. And 1 o'clock, Detroit and the Sabres right here on WGR Sports Radio 550. We're back. One last segment of Inside High School Sports, and then Sports Talk Saturday takes the air. All right, before we continue that, we do have to give a shout-out to our buddy Nate Butel. And, Brian, real quickly, you had texted him during the break because I had read NCCC girls basketball is just kicking Major League butt this year.
Yeah, Nate and the coaches are doing a great job. The kids are playing hard. I attended the last Monroe game. They're currently ranked 12th in the country, and they go to Monroe today. So another big game for them. I'm very proud of Nate and his hard work. You know, you go to a game, a high school game, you look in the crowd, and Nate's there. Nate, nobody works harder than Nate, and he deserves everything that they're getting right now. And proud of him and his team and a lot of the kids on that team I've had to deal with in the NO League, too, which is pretty interesting and fun to see for me.
They, if I'm not mistaken, they're one of the highest scoring teams in the country. They're putting up ridiculous numbers game after game. So, congratulations, Nate. Way to go, buddy.
Going to be a little busy the last week in July and the first week in August, though. In addition to coaching the BCANY girls team down in Binghamton, Coach Cavaniero of Starpoint is the coach of the North team in the Lions Club All-Star game. And, of course, Nate will be there helping him out as well. So, he might have to sleep in his car because his wife might not let him in the house. But other than that, he'll be all right.
Well, I have bad news for her because he's already volunteered to help us out with our Niagara Falls Junior Football Club camp that we are trying to put together in June. And there's a good chance, and we're still working on it, that Nate's going to see if the Starpoint staff would like to come over and work with us. We already have the Clymer, Sherman, Panama staff coming in to spend the afternoon with us. Cheese sauce and pepperoni.
Congratulations, by the way, to Nate's wife, Annie. She has been appointed varsity softball coach at Pioneer High School.
Outstanding. All right, let's continue with our preview of the girls' basketball playoffs, Raj.
Okay, I'm going to quickly touch on Class AA because, as my favorite saying goes, if Frontier does not win AA,
there should be an investigation.
A huge investigation. They have the two top players in AA in Kennedy Izzo, who went over, 1,000 points about a week or so ago. Claire Krushka, those are like, you know, 1 and 1A as far as who are the best players in AA. And the Lorca girl is probably one of the top five. So they would, Orchard Park is the number two seed. I see right now it would be Frontier versus Lockport, Orchard Park, Will North. Again, Frontier, they came up with a really impressive win last night. They knocked off a very good Lakeshore team, who I'm going to talk about shortly when we talk about the A's. And how's that for a segue, Anthony? Class A1 is pretty much who can get to the final at Buffalo State versus Will South. Right now, Grand Island's number one, Will South's number two. And Brian, help me out on this one. Grand Island plays, Lockport this week for the overall Niagara Frontier Championship. That's the top team in one half of Niagara Frontier versus the top team in the other. How am I doing, Francis?
Yeah, that's right. That'll be at Lockport. It's a girls-boys doubleheader starting at 6 p.m.
Both the boys were also for the championship.
I don't know who's playing in the boys' games, but I'm saying the
games
are going to be.
So that one might not necessarily be a championship game in the boys.
No, no, it is a championship game, they're just hosting it at Lockport.
Got you. Thank you very much. Will South, well, what can we say? I think Will South's biggest concern is can Hannah Dolan stay healthy? If she stays healthy, the other teams in Class 1A,
I think Will East, if they're playing well, they could.
They've dropped off since early in the year, too. If they bring their A game, absolutely. Okay, now Class A2, and unfortunately, it looks like the two best teams in there, Lakeshore and Amherst, one of them is not going to get to Buffalo State because they are going to be the number two and number three seed. Either one of these teams will give Will South all they could handle in a crossover game. Will South doesn't bring their A game, and like I say, the key to Will South is Hannah Dolan has to stay healthy. She's come up with an untimely injury, I think,
Wasn't she playing and Amherst was able to beat Will South?
she was playing, but it, can she, like I say, she plays hard, probably a little bit harder than her coach would want her to play, and she misses games because of that. You know, I'm not knocking her play. She gives 135% every game, but her luck hasn't been the greatest. Louport and Emerson. Louport actually will probably back into the championship game because Emerson, I don't know about their schedule. They're obviously the class of the Canisius Cup and all that. Very good. What are they? 10-6. I would guess their six losses are all non-leaguers.
Yeah, Louport took Grand Island last night to overtime, so that was a close game. So, you know, depending on the season, the matchups here.
Actually, I'm being remiss. I left off Iroquois. Iroquois-Louport in a 4-5 game. Iroquois is very capable of winning that. And like I say, I'm going by what Iroquois played against Lakeshore. If they bring their A game, they could hang with Amherst. And I'm even more impressed now with Frontier having knocked off Lakeshore last night. That just gets me excited about Frontier. Okay. That brings us to Monsignor Martin. Okay, the playoffs start, there's three divisions. One division being number one and number two. They're going to play off for the right to go to the Catholic State Championships. Unfortunately, the loser of that game will stay home.
Okay.
Monsignor Martin finals are all Sunday the 1st at Villa Maria College. Oh, wait a minute, the 1st is a Friday maybe?
I think so.
Yeah, 4:30, 6:15, and 8 o'clock. Yeah, make that a Friday night at Villa Maria. The other five teams, there will be a play-in game on February 22nd, and that would probably be Nichols versus Narden. That will set up a 1-4-2-3, and right now, Mount St. Mary's would be the 3rd seed, Mercy the 4th seed, Sacred Heart the 5th. That could change if Mount St. Mary's fumbles on one of their final games. But as I project, Mount St. Mary's would play the winner of Narden Nichols, Mount Mercy and Sacred Heart, and those two would, the winners would go for the representative downstate for Class A in Monsignor Martin. And then the Monsignor Martin Bees will be a playoff between Christian Central, Park, Buffalo Sem, and Walsh. I look for Christian Central versus Park in that final game.
Really?
And again, their finals will be Friday night. Semis are on the 24th at Villa Maria. Just about all the playoff games will be at Villa Maria College.
All right, so let's wrap this. Do you have anything else before we say goodbye, Raj?
I think we covered everybody. If we left somebody out, please forgive.
I think you did a fabulous job. Good job there, buddy. Brian Bakes, thanks for coming in. Best of luck to you throughout the playoffs.
Thank you.
And thank you for tuning in as you do each and every Saturday morning. Don't forget, Sports Talk Saturday follows us. Thanks to Derek Kramer for producing. Next week, Center Court will be in studio. We are going to get into, of course, that's the day of the seeding meeting. We're going to get into the boys' brackets. So we'll have all that and more. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
God bless America.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.